This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt 165 North Grove Street, 165 North Grove Street. And we'd like to invite you out to our midweek Bible study tonight. We're going to be looking at the Gospel of John is what we're going through on Wednesday night. And yesterday's program, we were talking about rightly dividing the word of truth, and our Wednesday night Bible study and our Sunday school, they're pretty good information, if I do say so myself. They're not all Bob originals. They're resources that I have that I'm diving into because I'm still looking to know more about God and his word in my latter years than I did in my former years. So last year there were a number of occasions, actually probably the past 3 or 4 years, there's been something that I've learned throughout the year as I was going through the word, or one of our evangelists was preaching, and it's like, wow, that is amazing. I wonder what my life would have been like, what my ministry would have been like, had I known that 4 decades ago instead of just learning it here. I don't have the opportunity to go back and change the past, but I can change the future by putting that revelation of God into practice in my life. And so that's what we strive to do on Wednesday nights. We encourage you to join us at 7 p.m. If you're new to faith in Jesus, I always recommend starting with the Gospel of John, then moving into Acts, and then going throughout the rest of the New Testament, coming back, starting over and reading in Matthew, reading all the way through, and then going back and starting in Genesis. There's a reason for that. I'm not going to take all of the time to share that with you right now, but that's one of the most successful ways that I know to develop the blessing of feasting on the Word of God in your life. So let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 today. In verse number 15, we'll read verses 15 through 19. It says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." So yesterday we had concluded with this statement, "But shun profane and idle babblings," which are empty talk. They're just chatter. They're pointless. They're worthless. They're totally worldly, and it's not a holy conversation. It's just a common conversation. He goes on in the second part of that verse, and he says this, "For they will increase to more ungodliness." So if we are not rightly dividing the word of truth, and we are using our mouth just to talk about things that are worthless or virtually worthless, the result is that the frequency of those conversations will increase to more ungodliness. It means that ungodliness will be advancing. It will be progressing instead of retreating. It will lead to an increase in ungodliness or impiety, where it is behavior that does not reflect the nature of God. So I encourage people, I'll share a conversation I had with a person one time. They were a parent and they said, I don't try and force my children to believe any particular thing spiritually. I'm just going to let them find their own way. And the first thing that I would tell you is that that mindset is an ungodly mindset. It's an unbiblical mindset, because the Bible says, train your children in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. If you do not point them in the right direction, they will most assuredly find the wrong direction. The second thing is they're looking to learn from a person who will teach them, because they've already learned to put things into practice as well. When their kids came to church, they would support them, but they wouldn't embrace faith in Jesus. And unfortunately, the result of that is the church is a supplementary role to the parent training their children in the ways of God. And we are fighting against ungodliness in instruction and propagandizing and lifestyle. You know, now it's not only what takes place in a system that doesn't really want God to be mentioned at all. Now you've got ungodly entertainment. You have ungodly social media. You have ungodly influencers. There's all sorts of things. And, you know, the devil really does not care which lie you believe, as long as you believe a lie. The one thing he does care about is you not believing the truth. And so if we are not living the example and leading by communication, then ungodliness will advance. It will progress. It will become even more advanced in the next generation than in us. That to be exactly the opposite. We want there to be less ungodliness. We want to train up our children, maybe in ways that we did not get to experience, but we've learned a few things and we pass those along so that they can be more godly and be more influential, and they can do a better job in their areas of responsibility than what we do. And so I look back at my family tree and say, you know what? My parents did a better job than what, you know, they had growing up. I'm not a perfect parent. My parents weren't perfect parents. My kids aren't perfect parents, but our goal is to become more and more like Jesus. And so if you've listened to me, you've heard me say, I want my children to be more effective for the kingdom of God than what I've been, but I want to set that bar as high as possible. So we want godliness advancing. We don't want ungodliness advancing. And one of the ways that we can make that result happen is by talking about the things of God. In the Old Testament, those conversations were to take place when you were at home. They were to take place, if you will allow me the license to bring it into a modern context, while you're driving your kids in your car, while you are at work, while you are at play. You know, anything that, any interaction that you had, you were supposed to be talking about the things of God. And they did that so successfully that even though the Word of God was not written down for a long, long period of time, it had been talked about so much that the children could pass it along. They had it memorized because it was written on the tablets of their heart, even though they didn't have the ability to write it down with their hand. And so I've told a number of stories and a number of illustrations through the years, and I've got people who have been with us at Merit Assembly of God for over 3 decades. They could probably tell those stories as well as I could. We'll say, don't you have new stories? Yeah, I got new stories. But there are constantly new people coming into the church, and so I'm bringing out of my spiritual storehouse new things and old things. Because I want to continue to advance everyone's spiritual development, but I also want to get people started on the journey so that they can, advance towards godliness and not ungodliness. So verse number 17, it says another reason to avoid profane and idle babblings is because then the message, it says here, will spread like cancer. The actual word in the Greek is gangrene. Gangrene. Gangrene is something where the tissue in an area of your body has died. There's no circulation. There is no nourishment. There's no replenishment. There's no healing. And the decaying tissue is spreading to the other areas around. And so you and I, we don't want the ungodly message overpowering or replacing or displacing the Logos of God, the divine revelation of God. That's our privilege. That is our message. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, who came and paid the price for our sin, even though he was sinless. And the message of the gospel is very simple, and yet it is so profound and so complex that some people look at it and say, wow, it can't be that simple. Well, you need to understand that it is very simple in that Jesus has paid the price, but it is very, very costly in that he wants us to embrace his will, his agenda for our life, and he wants us to lay down our plan, our agenda, our message. So, there's an interesting a way that the word spread is translated in some passages according to the lexicon, and that is it can mean the word to pasture, P-A-S-T-U-R-E. I come from farm country. A pasture is a place where there have been boundaries established, and there is a source of nutrition that is there that will cause something to feed on it and to grow. So my dad had some acreage, my mom and dad, and if you weren't careful, there were weeds that would grow in the pasture, and then the livestock would not feed on it because of the weeds. And so they would go out there and they would make sure to uproot things that would not, or that would prevent the animals from feeding and being nourished and growing. Well, we do not want to provide a healthy source of nutrition for an ungodly, unprofitable message. We want to provide a pasture for the Word of God to thrive so that we can feed on the Word of God. That's what I'm trying to do here on the radio program. It's probably different than just about every other type of radio program out there. Not to say that they're not providing good, solid nutrition. I believe that they are. But this is the way that God has led me to teach. And so I want to be a refreshing time where you can every once in a while have a nugget of spiritual gold, if you will, that says, wow, is that good? I have this, since I'm talking about pasturing and providing the right environment for godliness to grow, if I go to a restaurant and I taste something and the taste is just amazing, I will do this. I will close my eyes, I will lean back in my chair, and I will fixate all of my attention on discerning the subtleties of the deliciousness that I'm consuming at that point in time. I don't rush it. I don't care if anybody's looking to make fun of me. I am enjoying the morsel of deliciousness that I'm getting to experience. So one day my daughter and I, we were at, I don't know exactly where I remember we were in Orlando. I don't remember why we were over there. Maybe district council or something like that. And we went to this restaurant and I took a bite and I did just exactly. And she started laughing. She's like, what I didn't know was she was actually videoing me as I was feasting on this piece of food. And she was laughing. Dad, is that good? I was like, it's really good. It is. It is really, really good. What if we adopted that mindset to the Word of God and say, let's provide a healthy environment where the riches of God's Word don't result in the advancement of ungodliness, but instead in the advancement of godliness. The message of the world is opposed to God's message. We can't afford to have that, overriding or becoming a greater focus than the Word of God. The Word of God is settled forever in heaven and on earth. It is established truth. It is settled truth. It's God's truth, and we need to embrace that. But there are messengers who are out there. It's described here in verse number 17. There are two of them. And it says, these two are of that type of sort where they're talking about things that they don't really know. They're propagating heresy. And it says, they have strayed concerning the truth. It doesn't say that they intentionally set out. It just says they strayed away. And you and I are called to stay on the straight and narrow. They have deviated from the path. They've left the path. And the path that they left was the path of truth. Truth, the truth of God is absolute truth. It's true every single solitary day. It's not subjective. It's not relative. Well, so you can't say, well, that's true for you, but it is not true for me. That's not the way that truth works. It's not my truth or your truth. It is simply God's truth. And so the point that they were teaching that the resurrection of believers had already taken place in the past. Well, that could be very discouraging because the resurrection, you know, if you look in 1 Corinthians, you will see that the resurrection of Jesus points, you know, it's the first fruits of that, but there's a resurrection for believers that is going to take place. It's referred to over and over in the scripture. So you can read about it in Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. You can read about it in Revelation. And so these messengers were making the mistake, the spreading the heresy, if you will, that the resurrection of believers had already taken place. There was also another group of messengers that were spreading the opposite heresy, and that was they were saying that people who died were going to miss out on the resurrection of believers. And so Paul writes these letters to correct bad theology. He writes these letters to prevent erroneous teaching. And so it's not one of my favorite things to do, but I've done it. I don't like it, but I'm not going to ignore it. And that's part of the territory of being a pastor, is I have to protect the sheep. And in doing that, I've also got to protect the pasture, the what they feed on, so that what is spreading in their life is good, solid, biblical truth. What happens with ungodly teaching is that the faith of some people is overthrown. An overthrow is when someone is in power and something else or someone else comes in and removes the power that was and replaces it with another power. So there are countries around the world, they replaced one form of government with a different form of government because it was presented that that form of government was going to be more just and treat them better, and it created slaves out of them. And it's not less corrupt, it's more corrupt. And here, once that's in power, it does not like to let go of the power. So, seeing things overthrown or turned from something that is thriving to something that is ruined, you know, in football terms, it would be an upset, you know, where something comes in. I've seen some pictures of societies of parts of the world that you and I know now, but if I showed you pictures of those areas from the 1950s or the 1960s or the 1970s, you wouldn't recognize them because they were once thriving areas. They were once thriving economies. And now there are economies that are in ruins because truth got displaced with something that wasn't true. Here, what we're talking about in 2 Timothy chapter 2 is not the overthrow of a government. It's not the overthrow of an economy. It's not the overthrow of something that impacts people for a few decades. We're talking about people whose faith has been overwhelmed by erroneous teaching. Faith. God has given to every person the measure of faith, and some people's faith had been put in the Word of God, but because of some bad teaching, their faith has been ruined. Now, the good news is that God is the resurrection and the life. And so he can cause those faith, the faith of those to arise. So we have biblical guidelines that we have to confirm every year as a minister in the Assembly of God. You testify that you still hold to biblical truths, and if you do not hold to biblical truths, then you do not get the privilege of pastoring an Assembly of God church. And so, because the Word of God is more important than personality, the Word of God needs to build people up in their most holy faith. And so I have guidelines. I have protections that I have put into my own life. So one time I was in a meeting and a person said they didn't like the way that I was doing something. They were an authority in my life. And I said, okay, well, this is the first I've heard of this. And so I will make the adjustment. And I went out and I grabbed a friend of mine and I said, I'm speaking to you and I'm asking you if I ever, deviate from this path, I give you permission to kick my backside. And my backside has been safe, for now over 35 years. I discovered I hated getting in trouble. It was painful for me growing up. I don't like getting in trouble as an adult. I don't want to get in trouble with the government. I don't want to get in trouble with at home. I don't like getting in trouble. I like pain-free life. I put safeguards. So if I'm looking at something and I see something and I say, wow, I've never seen that before, I automatically go to some minister friends of mine who are smarter than I am, who are more knowledgeable than I am. And I say, I want you to make sure that what I'm seeing here is biblical, not heresy. Because it has a safeguard for me, but it also has a safeguard for my congregation. And ministers should put the safety of their congregation as a high priority in their life. And so I hope that you will do that. Whatever you do, don't let anybody, any teaching, overthrow your faith. And second, don't be the reason somebody's faith is undermined. Don't be a stumbling block. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.